Hi, I'm Peter and welcome to Over the Wall, your weekly segment on 3CR, focusing on issues impacting people on social welfare and also people on low income. In the coming months on Over the Wall, we're going to attempt an interview with the Department of Human Services Centrelink to ask the difficult questions that people face on Centrelink benefits. Here's a curly question, an example of a person income reporting. For some reason, their employer has been late with a pay, or the person themselves may have submitted a timesheet. For some reason, the pay has not been processed on time, and the employer says, well, we can't do anything until the next fortnightly pay period or monthly pay period. What does that person then do in terms of reporting their income to Centrelink? They can report the number of hours they've worked, and they can calculate the number of hours times their pay rate per hour and submit a report which will be fairly correct. But the problem is, if they submit that figure which they've calculated, they have no pay slip to actually verify that figure they've submitted for that fortnight because their timesheet or their pay was processed late. According to the Centrelink system, the person would need to report exactly according to the pay slip. Yet, they also need to report if they've worked that fortnight and their earnings. The dilemma being that they can't report an accurate amount and back it up with a pay slip, yet they must report if they've worked. Any of those particular issues that you find really difficult with Centrelink, please contact us overthewall3cr@gmail.com and send us those questions, and we'll include those in our interview with Centrelink.
A public service announcement.
And today on Over the Wall, we'll continue to focus on the cashless welfare card.
3cr.org.au. 3CR, the voice of dissent.
I'm Helen Razor, but that's deeply irrelevant. What is relevant is that you're listening to 3CR on, what's that frequency again, dear?
855, I told you, Helen.
855. And what is relevant is that you're not listening to that other crap. So well done.
Could you say your name and the group, you know, so listeners know who you are?
My name is Catherine Wilkes, and I run the No Cashless Welfare Debit Card Australia Facebook page, and I also run the No Cashless Debit Card Hinkler Region Facebook.
And for people with no experience of using computers, no experience of using smartphone apps, they're just expected to be able to do that suddenly, and they will be going hungry in some circumstances because they're missing out on payments and they're not understanding why, because they're not receiving, the point I'm making is they're not receiving any training in how to use this technology.
Absolutely.
They're not getting any preparation on the ground, those sort of information seminars.
Yep.
or specialised even training through, you know, agencies.
Well, for Hinkler, right, the demographic they're looking at in Hinkler is under 36s, right, new start, family payments, parenting and single, and youth allowance other. That's where they're starting with at the moment. For the Hinkler trial, that's what they want to do, is all under 36s. Whereas everywhere else in the country, it's 18 to 65, including all payments, including disability and carers.
Why do you think the difference in Hinkler?
Personally, I think it was to make sure they didn't get too big a backlash, because in the beginning they couldn't work out whether it was going to be all payments, all under 45, under 25s. They kept flip-flopping. But the new legislation that they've presented is under 36s. I think they know they'll get a big backlash if they try to put it on the carers and the disability support pensioners.
And the elderly.
And up to age 65. We've got a big population of older unemployed workers up to the age of 65 as well, who would also backlash. So I think that's what they were trying to avoid. But I'm a very observant person, and I watched Christian Porter do the National Press Club. A Western Australian reporter asked him why Hinkler was going to be different and what would happen once it rolled out here. And he said their aim was that once it rolled out, within 18 months, it would join the full scheme. I don't forget statements like that when I hear politicians make those sort of... because I don't trust them. Because Ceduna is an absolute example of how not to be trusted. Ceduna was promised it was going to be voluntary, targeted, and to people on Newstar. And when it came in, it was blanket, ages 18 to 65, including those on disability and carers. So they lied. So to me, okay, fine, they've done it in the legislation for under 36s now, but they can change the legislation whenever they want. So it needs to be stopped before it can get off the ground.
Still a lot of apathy, a lot of ignorance from people in the city about what's actually happening with...
Absolutely. But then again, see, okay, I'll get the local media ring me to do an interview. I'll give them the information like I'm giving you information, and they might print one line. They don't print the information I've given them. I've done media interviews with Channel 9, Channel 7 up here.
Yeah.
Where, you know, they've taken all this footage, they've asked me all these questions, I've given them all these answers. You see 10 seconds on the news of a soundbite of something, but not actual information. All you see is the media spin and the LNP media spin. And it's all about drugs, alcohol and gambling. So he keeps, they keep flip-flopping up here. 1 minute it's about 1,000 starving children getting breakfast club. That was their first excuse. Then they claim that because $5 million goes through the pokies in Hervey Bay a month, bear in mind we are a tourism area and we have a lot of self-funded retirees that can go down the pub and sit in the pub and play the pokies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's being implied that that $5 million worth of money going through those poker machines is welfare money. So then they tried the drug and alcohol thing, they've backed off. But Keith Pitt keeps holding up the prop in Parliament of the Fraser Coast Chronicle news thing, $5 million going through the pokies. He's trying to suggest, I mean, people on Newstar haven't got money to put through the pokies. They've barely got money for rent and food. Do you know what I mean? If you want to be realistic and you're talking about paying an average rent every week and trying to fill a shopping trolley, they don't have enough because Newstar's not enough.
Yeah.
It hasn't kept up with inflation in 25 years. It's the longest running austerity program in the world.
It's even getting, for the very broad community now, a negative opinion about the fact that Newstart hasn't gone up for 20 years. We're hearing from business groups that it should be raised.
Well, it's only logical, isn't it? 25 years ago, when they put a freeze on it, okay, average rent for a three-bedroom house was $100 to $125 a week. Okay? And you could go and buy a family's worth of shopping for $100, fill up the shopping cart, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could run a car, and you had enough money to be able to buy clothes and go looking for a job and run a car, pay your bills. But look at the inflation and the cost of electricity now, the cost of running a car, the cost of rent. The average rent up here is between $260 and $320 a week. People on Social Security getting $560 a fortnight, plus maybe some rent assistance, they still can't afford it.
Yeah.
You know, people who are on Newstart now are forced to share housing. Doesn't matter what age they are. All right? A lot of people are forced to become homeless. Parents transitioning from parenting payment when their youngest child turns 8. Yeah, they lose a couple of $100 a fortnight, but that's enough to lose them their housing.
Yeah.
And there's no affordable housing to go to. Anglicare did did their usual yearly survey, and this year they came out with 3 affordable properties across the whole country for a person on a single Newstart payment. 3 in the whole country.
Imagine that to be in an isolated location.
I would assume so. If not, it would be a room rental somewhere. Yes, we now have the Kalgoorlie page, which is up and running, for the people in Kalgoorlie to be able to share their experiences with us.
Well, thank you for speaking to us and Over the Wall, and we'll be speaking to you again in the future and other people who are also joining the fight against the cashless welfare card. Thank you.
No worries. Okay.
This is a public service announcement.